mirada de verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
It is Saturday night. We hope your world is all right. We are your voice in the night, unknown, rent it out.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
All yours for the next.
Give
see,
it to
y'all
him.
Thought I wasn't going to come with it.
Give it to him, Pastor.
All yours for the next few hours. We are Christo the Rock, 100.7 FM, KWRD. Welcome to the Rock.
Wow.
That is Jesus the Christ, 100.7 FM, KWRD.
Welcome.
My name is Pastor Mark D. Ingram, and before we even get started, I want to introduce you all tonight, listeners, to the rest of our team that is in studio. We got something good for y'all tonight. You know, we're going to even do some behind-the-scenes stuff and put it on Facebook, but let's go on around the studio. Same crew that was here last week. We're in the house tonight, but we want everybody to know, personally, when you all go to the website, y'all can see, you know, Miss Beauty over there that's glowing. Let her introduce herself first. That would be Mrs. Tina Elmer.
Who's that?
Oh, see?
Come on, Tina.
Go and introduce yourself to
Tina
the people,
Elmer Green. Tina at mcaglobal.com is how you can reach me.
All right, next up.
As you can see, Pastor Mark is on fire tonight.
It ain't me. It's yeah, me. It's, you know, next to me
siempre,
is my
siempre.
I'm a brother from another.
Yeah, my name is Ricky Vargas with
Overflow
with Glory, at gmail.com.
Dude, you act like you forgot your own. Well, I can't talk.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I can't talk because I forget my phone number.
Overflow with Glory.com.
Yes, at Gmail.
Overflow with Glory.com. At Gmail?
Yeah, gmail.com. That's
right. Look at him. He got his phone out and flipping and moving.
Well, I'm trying.
He's big time in the night, y'all.
I'm trying to find your number.
Have you memorized your cell phone number yet, Pastor Mark?
No, I have not. Wait a minute.
Shame on you.
No, I didn't. So let me just stop.
Man.
And they cracking on me, audience, my listening friends. And the voice you're hearing right now would be that of Pastor Mark Ingram. My contact information is you can hit me at www.wolchristiancenter.org. And before we even go there, my numbers are on the contact page. That way that saves some time.
There you go.
So it is Saturday night. We are here with you again. And we just want to say what's up, man. We missed you all last week. It's been what?
A week.
Yeah, all right, Tina. She said a week.
A week.
I heard Ricky went and visited your church.
Yeah, he did, man. I almost broke
What's
out.
Up?
You know, we take for TV. We take for TV the first Sunday of every month, and then that sermon airs. Hey y'all, go to the Facebook page, look up Pastor Mark Ingram, Reverend Mark Ingram. Here I is. This is what I look like. You know, I might do my Denzel when y'all see the page. I might be on there like this. You know, that Jet Magazine, you know, Froze feature. But y'all go to the website, check us out. But Tina, we got to talk about Rick and Cody. They came to church.
I heard.
Sunday. So, Ricky, you know, tell the people about the words of life that we got Sunday.
It was a good service. It was a good message. The worship was good. And Pastor Mark was wearing...
Wait a minute. See, stop,
He was
man.
Wearing a... An,
Why we got to well, talk about what I'm wearing?
He was all decked out?
Yeah, you know. Like, yeah, yes. That's a word.
Or is that all macked out?
Wait, how did we transition to what the pastor was wearing? Oh, you know, dude.
Well, you gave me the mic, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, man. But come on, Rick. Come on, do your boy right, man. I'm your brother from an NC.
Yeah.
If y'all want to see how we get down, you know, Ricky cracking on his boy, his pastor, Pastor Mark. But, you know, he's the one. And see, Cody getting this all on tape.
Yes.
And so y'all going to get to see bits and pieces of this show tonight on Facebook.
Yep.
If I know Cody, he's going to have it uploaded right now. So as you're listening to it on the radio right now, as you're listening to it on the internet, thewordfm.com, just click listen now, and it will stream through your computer. You can go right to your Facebook tab, and you can see Pretty Ricky sitting right next to me, you know, while he's popping off on me.
Let me rephrase that.
No.
That's handsome. And
that's Ricky Vargas.
Hey, that's a good
Ricky
thing.
Ricky Vargas.
See, yeah, Pastor, that's a good thing. You know, when somebody calls you Pretty Ricky, that's another way of just saying, oh, he just so handsome, it's ridiculous. That's all that means.
Wow.
So that's not a put down, you know. That's you know, how you ever heard that phrase?
No, that was a nice suit with that blue hanky you had on.
Dude,
that
I don't
would
even
be
remember
a pocket
it.
Silk.
Yeah.
A pocket silk. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Oh boy, you on point tonight.
Yeah,
He's fired. I gotta check and see if he done dipped into my coffee. You know, he's on point tonight. You know, so we hope y'all have a blast. We're gonna try to make it a normal thing, Mister. The best engineer in the world, Mister Cody's gonna kind of start putting some behind the scenes stuff
and log on to
on Facebook and
our website as well.
Yeah, tell them about it, Tina. Tell them what the website.
CrystalTheRock.com.
CrystalTheRock.com. You all will be able to, you can listen to the show on Crystal the Rock too. Right there on the side, all of the segments of this show are posted right there on the right-hand side. You can look at it. You can click on each segment, last 30 minutes, so you don't even have to go through the whole show at one sitting if you don't want to. You can take a break, click segment one, take a break, do the same thing.
Yes.
We're just glad that you all are with us. Man, we miss you all when we're not on the air.
And they can log on to theword.com, thewordfm.com.
Yeah, thewordfm.
Thewordfm.com.
Wordfm.com. You know, I listen to other shows when we're not on the air. See, because we're on the air right now. You know, I think that flew over our heads last week, so we're going to try this again.
Yeah.
We're on the air right now. and so we just thank God for this opportunity that God has really allowed us to come into your airwaves, and you can be in your car, you can be at the house, you can even be sitting at the computer, but you will get your Christo the Rock team every week, and man, we are humbled and so blessed that we are able to come into you all's living rooms or speakers. And so tonight's topic, team, you know, we're going to kind of talk about it as this segment ends later on, but let's talk about the week.
Well, we had a good weekend. We went to Pastor Mark's house.
We
ate some beans and some brisket.
Did not have beans.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
How are you gonna go out?
Yes. And then from there, we left to see Bishop Otis Clark.
Wait, Ricky.
She did a better job than just beans.
Before we go,
this is a girl thing
Bishop
here.
Clark,
I got your back, Twyla. I got
beans.
Your back.
No, come on. Let me go back.
Get that, yeah.
Well, we
beef brisket.
We had a good fellowship. I was going there.
No, you did. You just said we had beans. That, you know, like that was it.
No, we had some sausages, right?
Thank you.
Brisket. And
broccoli casserole.
Yeah, and some good drinking tea.
Yeah, all right.
Really good tea.
And we got to see his house. He's got a beautiful home.
Oh, that's he
just,
a God
He
house.
Just
we
moved,
don't have
moved into a home and
that.
Stuff. And so, we were there for about 3.5 hours, and we had a good time, Pastor.
We really did, man.
Thank you.
So we got to I got to see he's got a beautiful baby girl.
Yeah.
That's a baby girl.
Jordan. Yes. Hola, Jordan.
Hey, baby girl. You know, she's growing now. In a couple of weeks, she's going to be 9. And so out of all of my girls, you know, she's the baby. We got 3 girls, but she's the baby. So, you know, she's like, so, Daddy, you know, I'm growing up now. And then, you know, this is Jordan. Daddy, I'm growing up now. And so, you know, I would like for you to change my nickname. You know, you call me Little Mama, but I'm not little anymore. You know, and so I'm just like, okay. And so y'all, team, y'all got to help me. Listeners, y'all got to help me. My daughter is coming up. on 9 years old, and she wants a new nickname.
Oh.
And so you all can help me out. Y'all can send me some suggestions. Hit us up on Facebook, because by the time you all hear this tonight, Saturday night, knowing our super duper engineer, we're probably going to have a Facebook page. Yeah, we're going to do that, right? Right, Cody?
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind
Cody.
The scenes. That's going to be the bomb, y'all, when we have a Crystal the Rock.
The mean
Facebook.
Green preaching machine.
Let it be so.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. Let it be so.
Yeah, we're going to have the crystal,
just like
the
Bishop
rock.
Says.
And
let it
we
be
would
so.
Love to be able to. That will be a such a thing for us, man, to see who we're connecting with. And so you all have an opportunity to like us, talk to us, holler at us. And I think we'll even get our pages and our pictures right there on our Crystal the Rock.
Crystal
Facebook
the Rock Dallas.
Page. Yeah, Crystal the Rock.
The greatest.
Dallas. Yeah, and you know what? We got to come up with something else, y'all. Y'all remember WKRP in Cincinnati?
Yes.
WKRP
so funny.
Cincinnati. We got to come up with something smooth, so I've been thinking.
Uh-oh.
We are KWRDN Dallas, Texas.
We'll let you do that jingle there, Pastor Mark.
Yeah, so y'all help us out,
we'll
man.
Let you
y'all
do that
call
jingle.
Us. Y'all email. Y'all see how they left me stuck out there by myself?
No.
You know, yeah, nobody got in on the melody. Everybody in here know the WKRP in Cincinnati.
It's been
that's
a while.
That's all Pastor Mark.
No, you know, it's see, Ricky's going to have me out there. But I tell you what. Man, we want y'all to help us out. We want y'all to call us, email us, help us with this hook, a nice jingle, an idea for Crystal the Rock, because God is really doing something through this team, this show, this station, which is KWRD 100.7 FM.
And vote and have the winner be used, actually.
Yeah.
We could.
Yeah, we can have them in the studio, too.
We could.
Give them some Facebook time. And
let's right. do
you,
it.
You heard it from Tina.
Let's
break
do
that down
it.
For them, Tina. Tell them what it is.
All right. Well, everybody nowadays seems to have recording equipment. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
mm-hmm.
Except for me, that is. But anyway, go ahead and record us a little jingle.
Yeah.
Crystal the Rock.
Yeah.
Include our website, Crystal the Rock. .com.
Yeah.
Send it on over to us via our website.
Yeah.
And we'll have a little voting thing.
That's all
yep,
right.
Work.
Yeah,
we'll vote on them. We'll play them all and we'll vote on them and have the listeners actually vote on their favorite. Yeah. And that'll be the one we use. How's that?
That's wonderful.
That sounds
what you
good.
Think about that, Rick?
That's good, bro.
That's the bomb, man.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to
it.
That, man. I'm just too excited what God is
so
doing.
So log on to crystaltherock.com.
Yeah.
And hit us up with a big jingle.
I'm too excited about what God is doing through Crystal the Rock, not only here in Dallas, Texas, but you all, this is 100.7 FM right here in Dallas, but you can listen to us anywhere right now, worldwide. I literally have a friend over in Bahrain that is listening to us. And
Where's that at? That's
over there in the region of, let me guess.
Yes.
Where is Bahrain?
I don't know.
Is that around the Dallas area here or no?
No.
Bahrain? I don't know.
Bahrain. B-A-R. Tehran. Iran. Afghanistan.
Oh, okay.
Middle East.
Yeah, the Middle East. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You should have said Middle
All
East.
The way across. Well, I didn't say Middle East. He said you should have said Middle East. But.
Well,
she, you know, she's a dear friend of mine. And she actually, when she was listening to the show last week, she was listening to a snippet, because by the time we're on, I think it's like in the middle of the night over there or something that. But she still went to the website and she listened to it. And so she put on there, she said, wow, listening to my dear friend, Pastor Mark Ingram and the team of Crystal the Rock. And she posted it on her Facebook page as she was listening to it. And she's all the way over in the Middle East.
Is she enlisted or what?
No, she's not. She's actually the general manager of American Christian Songwriters Association Radio. And so she was listening to it over there, and it just stunned me. I'm just like, wow, that is amazing that all the way across the world, we are being listened to. And so that's not to pump us up, but that just lets you know the power of the Lord God Almighty.
Absolutely.
That not only can you all listen to us right here in Dallas, but this same show is being broadcast right now on the internet. And so if you just have a computer, you can listen to
that's
us
right
now. Y'all, we have a good topic tonight.
We do.
You know, we have a topic tonight that talks of God loves me too. God loves me too, because sometimes life can be hard, man. And things can happen in our lives, whereas we can sit there and think we got it all together. But those insecure moments pop up. every now and then. And as they pop up, man, you really want people to feel like, you know, does anybody love me? But we got a message for you all tonight. Yeah. And we want you all to call us. We want you all to email us. We want you all to just kind of share some things with us when it comes down to, man, have I ever felt like, you know, I'm missing love somewhere? Ricky, what you got to say about that?
I'm going to translate. El pastor Mark Ingram está hablando del tema de esta noche. Estamos a hablar de que Dios te ama a ti también, igual que a mí. Su amor no tiene diferencia. No importa dónde estés en este momento. Vamos a hablar del amor de Dios esta noche. Quizás te sientas desamparado, solo, que nadie te ama. Dios te ama. So vamos a hablar esta noche en el tema que Dios te ama a ti también.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the night, Pastor Rick.
Me too.
I just think this is a subject that I think will resonate with everyone because we can act tough. We can act whatever we want
to
act.
We can relate to that.
Yeah, everybody needs love.
I felt sometimes not love.
Yeah. Ooh, thank you, sir.
Yo también en veces me ha sentido que no me ama nadie, ¿verdad? Yeah. So I feel like that at times.
I know I've been there. I've definitely been there. I mean, you know.
I think everybody has.
Yeah, it can be a failed relationship. It can be a disconnect from parents. It can be a willingness to want to fit in, but you're rejected. You know, I mean, it can manifest itself in so many ways. And so tonight's topic that I'm going to definitely front sale before we get into our first musical segment, I want y'all to hang on to this. God loves me too. And I want that to lock into your spirits because I don't care what it is you've done. I don't care how your life has gone up to this point. Before we go out to air tonight, you will know that, hey,
that's right.
God loves me too. And so, team, can we, before we get into this first segment of music, I guess before Tina introduces this first couple of songs, let's give some contact information just in case somebody wants to hit us up on the break.
Well, if you want to contact me, my number is 682-234-2670 at overflowwithglory@gmail.com. Pastor Rick Vargas.
You mean Rick Vargas at Overflow with Glory.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like, sick, your number at over. Okay, anyway, I'm Pastor Mark Ingram, and I'm just messing with my brother. You can hit me up on www.wolchristiancenter.org, and my email address is on the contact page, and we'll let Tina take us on out with her contact information, and she'll introduce these couple of songs coming up. We'll see you back on the break after she's done.
Tina@mcaglobal.com. So here we are with some music for you. Unción Trópico con Samuel Hernández y Tony Vega. All that here on Crystal the Rock 100.7 FM.
Tocando a mi puerta, a esta hora nadie despierto está. ¿Quién estará interrumpiendo mis sueños? Parece que un mensaje me quiere dar. Abrí corriendo la puerta, aquella voz me producía paz. No temas porque yo estoy contigo, no desmayes porque yo soy tu Dios. Aquel hombre se llama Jesús. Aquel hombre vino y me abrazó. Todo aquel que necesite ese abrazo, levante las manos y diga gloria a Dios. Porque Jesús siempre llega a tiempo. Cuando más desesperado yo estoy, me dice: soy tu amparo y abrigo. No temas, yo soy el que te esfuerzo y aliento. Siempre yo te ayudaré. Si tú quieres conocer mi nombre, me llamo Jesús de Nazaret. Na, 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 na.
Y unidos con Samuel Hernández.
Si esta almohada hablara, ¿qué dirá de mí? lo que estoy llorando, por lo que estoy pasando. Si esta almohada hablara, ¿qué dirá de mí? Que soy como el payaso, río por fuera, más por dentro estoy llorando. Si esta almohada hablara, ¿qué dirá de mí? Que estoy de pie gracias a ti. Si esta almohada hablara, descubriría todas esas noches que no puedo dormir. Abrazado a esta almohada, pues lo único que tengo es a Jesús y a esta almohada. Si esta almohada hablara, ¿qué dirá de mí? Las noches que yo he llorado en desvelo y quebranto. Y esta historia continuaría, y esta historia continuaría. Si esta almohada hablara, yeah.
Sácame el pie de encima, deja la maldita envidia, me quiero levantar. Sácame el pie de encima, Dios te ha llamado a restaurar. Sácame el pie de encima, deja la hipocresía, ámame de verdad. Sácame el pie de encima, al que tiene fruto le caen a pedra. Sácame el pie de encima, me quiero levantar. Sácame el pie de encima, Dios te ha llamado a la unidad. Mientras el mundo se muere, tú y yo peleando como perros y gatos. Sácame el pie de encima, olvidemos.
Levanto mis manos, aunque no tenga fuerzas. Levanto mis manos, aunque tenga mil problemas. Cuando levanto mis manos, comienzo a sentir una unción que me hace cantar. Cuando levanto mis manos, comienzo a sentir el fuego. Cuando levanto mis manos, mis cargas se van. Nuevas fuerzas tú me das. Todo esto es posible, todo esto es posible.
A ver los coros conmigo.
Cuando levanto mis manos,
cuando levanto mis manos,
cuando levanto mis manos,
cuando levanto.
Bueno, cuando levantamos las manos se va la angustia, la tristeza, el dolor, el desánimo, la pereza, la depresión y reina la paz de Dios. Es que estamos unidos con Unción Tropical y Samuel Hernández. ¡Hay victoria! ¡Levanta tus manos!
Ya no se puede hacer nada, les dijo el galeno. La enfermedad de su hijo no tiene remedio. Solamente un milagro le puede salvar. La medicina de hoy día no puede hacer más.
No se preocupe, doctor, conocemos a alguien que derramó en una cruz por nosotros su sangre. Parece buen amigo, no existe imposible. El que le pide con fe de seguro recibe.
Nazaret. en una cuna blanca de aquel sanatorio. Un recién nacido llamado Gregorio se aferraba a la vida dando bocanadas, heredero de un sida que le devoraba. La madre falleció hace un mes de lo mismo, pero antes de morir se le dijo al oído: no se preocupe por nada, querida enfermera, Jesús no va a dejar que mi hijo se muera. El hombre de Nazaret.